Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Forgetful Formula. This file will, I'm not sure. Maybe it helps you to remember something, or perhaps it's helping you to remember to forget what to remember. In any case, I'm sure that you've lost something every now and then that you found again later. And the best part is when you find it again, you often suddenly remember how it got there in the first place. Because you were sure that you put it there so you could remember that it was there. But then you forgot. You forgot to remember why you put it there, therefore you also remember to forget the place itself. Now, when you forget, there's just something happening to your mind because, the information is still there. The mind hasn't completely forgotten, because if you had entirely missed out on that information, you wouldn't be able to remember it once you saw it. And there are all kinds of things that you can forget. There are other things that you will always remember. Or do you? Can you remember what you've forgotten if you're not looking for something? Is it possible that you'd walk into your kitchen, open a cabinet, and notice a bottle of a curious bright color that somehow looks enticing, without a label, without anything to mark it? And yet, it's not a new bottle, it's not entirely full. You can tell that, someone has been drinking from this. It's in the same cabinet as other foods, and when you open it and smell it, there's a nice, almost sweet smell. Is it just an innocent bottle? Is it something that you forgot? Or is it something that you placed there so you would remember to forget it? Well, maybe. Or possibly something else. It could even be that there's something different going on altogether, because as you listen, you might imagine yourself that bottle, looking at your mind's eye and viewing the shape of it, and noticing the deep color, the liquid, beautifully brilliant, and the glass, mostly transparent. And the top of the bottle looks well used in a way. Has this bottle been refilled? More than once even. And when you'd open it and smell it, there's something familiar about the scent. It reminds you of something. Definitely something. And yet you cannot quite place your finger on what it is. Do you remember to forget? Or have you forgotten to remember? Are you listening to the sound of my voice describing the bottle for you? Or are you perfectly imagining the bottle yourself? Viewing the shape and color, the weight of it in your hands when you pick it up. How easy it would be to just close your eyes and remember, to forget, to remember what it looks like, what it feels like, what it smells like. Even the sounds that the glass makes when your finger taps against it. The sloshing of the liquid inside, strangely fascinating. The bright color drawing your attention in deep. And as you keep staring at that brilliant, beautiful color, as you keep breathing in that scent, listening to the sound of my voice echoing inside the glass. What is it? Is it something you know? Everything inside of you tells you that it is safe to drink, and that you don't need to drink much of it at all. It almost feels like that this bottle has magically appeared, and yet something deeply familiar, like a sense of déjà vu that you felt before. Maybe you should simply try it. You wonder if the liquid would be sweet or not. You're curious to feel the exact flavor roll over your tongue, sliding down your throat as you remember feeling it before, but maybe just in your dreams. The liquid feels almost too nice and light to be real, and yet you can feel the weight in your hands. The liquid flowing down your throat. You can almost imagine the bright color deep inside of you, as if your body is transparent, just like the bottle. The glass feels strong and solid. The liquid inside feels welcoming and inviting. Perhaps, maybe it's a good idea to take a small sip. You can't quite remember having taken one before, so it could be a good idea. It smells kind of nice, a scent that you cannot quite place, but it reminds you of something. And the small sip of the maybe sweet liquid flows down your throat and helps you to remember to forget what it feels like. Can you let go of the thoughts themselves? Or have you already forgotten what is going on? Are you listening to the sound of my voice with an empty mind? Or are your thoughts so blank that my words seem to just flow right through you, helping you to go deeper? The liquid inside the bottle must be important, because it was in an important place, easy for you to find again. And without thinking, you can place it back there. You don't need to think. You don't have to remember, because you know you'll find it again. And when you do, it'll taste just as sweet, as strange and wonderful to have a moment of forgetfulness. Before you think of anything else, let the forgetfulness form a warm blanket in your mind. Let that blanket wrap around all the thoughts. And while your thoughts are resting for a moment, you can remember to let things go, to let some things slide and flow away without you even thinking about it. You can always look at things later and wonder how they taste. You won't actually forget anything entirely. You'll just let it go for a little while. And as you let it go for just a little while, the peace in your mind, the blanket wrapped around your thoughts, feels cozy and wonderful, almost as bright and colorful as the liquid itself. Will you forget to remember, or will you remember to forget where you put it? This glass bottle, this forgetful formula, is special. And you can listen to this whenever you need a moment of clarity in your head. When there are no other thoughts to confuse you, the only ones left are clear and transparent, just like the bottle. And while your body contains the liquid, you can let yourself forget to remember what just happened. Now, one of the interesting things about forgetting is that you actually don't remember to forget. Because when you do, you'd know that you'd forgotten something. But truly forgetting something means not even remembering that something was forgotten. Whenever you look back at the bottle, everything will come back to you if it needs to. Until then, you'll just forget to forget to forget to forget. So remember my words, or don't. Let your mind decide. If it wants to forget completely, or just mostly to forget. And softly wake. And next time, if you find it again, you'll remember somehow. It'll just be like deja vu all over again. Enjoy.